which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us a power of love and self-discipline. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Father, we thank you for the lesson that you're going to teach us, Father. Father God, we just want to thank you today for what you've done and what you will do. Father, we are going to go ahead and do this for your son, Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen. All right. Tonight, I want to talk about Mama's Seminary. Mama's Seminary. You know, since this is Mother's Day week, I think this is quite fitting since we have some mamas here in the room tonight. Right? Amen. So I think this might just encourage you ladies, and also going to encourage you fellas as well, all right? So, out of the Civil War came a story of a mother, a slave mother, who was wandering through the woods for 3 days with her 2 children, trying to survive on roots and leaves. On the 3rd day, she heard and saw some Confederate soldiers approaching, and she quickly hid herself in the brush along with her children. And the sergeant that was in charge, he noticed some motion going on out there in the brush. So he ordered his soldiers to fix their bayonets and to go into the brush and to see what was going on. And then once they got to the brush where the people were, the sergeant calmed the soldiers down, and he immediately gave the woman a loaf of bread. And then this poor scared lady, she grabbed the bread and she broke it in two. And then when she broke it in two, she gave one piece to one child, and then she gave a piece of bread to the other child. And then the Confederate soldier said, "How come the mama's not eating? Is she not hungry?" And then the sergeant that was in charge said, "She's a mama." All right? Okay. You see, I can spend this whole evening, you know, just singing songs and praises about mama. All right? You see, they do so many things. Mamas do so many things. They teach us how to dress ourselves, they teach us how to walk, they teach us how to talk, teach us how to go to the bathroom. But I think one of the most important things that a mama can teach a child is to teach them about Jesus. Amen? I think that's the most awesome thing that they can do. While most guys, they seminarians, Bible scholars, whatever you want to call them, they spend years, decades going to school, learn about God. But mamas, I'm here to tell you, your children can spend a lifetime learning in your seminary. Amen? All right. Paul is writing to Timothy, his friend, his son in the faith, as he calls him, his protege. He begins by telling Timothy that he thanks God for him and how Timothy has become a son to him in the faith. You know, me myself personally, I don't know about y'all, but that means a whole bunch to me when you have somebody that you can look up to as a mama or a father figure in the church. Somebody that can encourage you. You know what I mean? That means so much to me, and I have a few people like that today. You see, and then Paul, he reminisces about when they were last together and how he longs to see Timothy again. He then reminisces about Timothy's faith. That's what our scripture verse is about. It's only one verse, but it has two very important things. It talks about two important people, two loving, devout mothers. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. This is what it says. It says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now in you also. When I read this verse, this made me think about my grandmother and my mother. You know, I grew up next door to the church. My granddaddy was the pastor of the church and the parsonage was next door. So I always had easy access as a little boy going into the church. I ripped and ran up. Me and my brother, we ripped and ran around in the church, played in our playground. We killed lots of horn frogs and toad frogs, all kinds of stuff all around the church ground. But my grandmother meant so much to me. She's gone to be with the Lord now. My grandmother was blind, but she had a heart that was just had unspeakable joy, even though with her handicap. And I just love her for that. And then I think about my mama. My mama being her daughter. It just kind of rubbed off. My mama, she was the that rah-rah type of mama. She is that type of rah-rah mama. She's that mama that always wants to encourage you and push you. My mama was at every sporting event that I participated in, home or away, and some practices. I can remember one time, in particular at football practice, doing peewee football practice, my mama was at football practice, and I got my lip busted. And this was before cell phones, y'all. Mama driving that Impala, going back home. We going down the road. She couldn't wait to get on the phone to call my daddy at Brotherhood meeting, tell him about what was going on, all right? Ray, this boy got his lip busted in football practice, and my daddy passed out because he thought my mama said, I got my hip busted. So my daddy fainted at that Brotherhood meeting that night. But like I said, those ladies are near and dear to me. Okay, so much for that. Paul tells Timothy there in verse 5 right there, 2 Timothy chapter 1. He tells Timothy that he remembers his faith. Faith that had been passed down from his grandmother, all right? Okay? Her name was Lois, and obviously she was familiar with the scriptures, the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first books of the Bible, all right? We don't know much about her. Timothy's grandfather wasn't even mentioned in none of these scriptures. But his grandmother was obviously the spiritual leader in that household. She had been taught by her parents as they had taught by theirs. And I'm pretty sure and familiar that she was very familiar with the Bible verse, Proverbs 22:6, where it says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he gets old, he will never depart from it. Amen? And that makes me think about my sister sitting right there on that third row right there. I'm talking about you, lady. It makes me think about you teaching them little kids over there by Jesus every day. Yes, ma'am, you. No, you my sister, my dear sister. Makes me think about you when it says this Bible verse right here, train up a child in the way that it should go, and when he goes old, he will never depart from it. Amen? You know, I don't care who you are, where you come from, and what you've done. I don't care if you are a pastor in the pulpit, deacon on the deacon board. Once upon a time, you did something wrong, all right? But somehow or another, by the grace of God, you came on back where you needed to be. Amen? Amen? All right, amen. All right. All right. Let's go over to Deuteronomy, chapter 6, please. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. This is what the Bible says. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be in your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, And when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Verse 9 says, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. So that's just a reminder just to let you know what should be going on. Amen? Amen. You see, she would have told them about how God had chosen them and led them out of Egypt, and how God cared for them, and that He had promised them a Messiah someday. I'm sure that her entire family went through Mama's seminary, and they learned the laws and all of the creeds of God. And they learned first and foremost that they were to love the Lord. Amen? As they were eating breakfast, she would tell them about God. As they were traveling, she would tell them about God. When they lie down at night before they went to sleep, she would tell them a bedtime story about God. Does anybody can relate to that? I can remember my mama telling me and my little brother Bible stories all the time at nighttime. I would be on the bottom bunk, Anthony would be on the top bunk, my mama would call Anthony down, we'd all be on the bunk bed, sitting down there, she'd read us a Bible story. Comforting times. Yeah. What a religious education that this grandmother was giving her children. As good as a master of divinity doctrine is, no matter how good a doctrine and ministry is that could have been received from a formal seminary, what she taught them stayed with them. And at least for one of her children, it was her daughter Eunice. You see, Paul is telling Timothy that I remember or I commend your mother Eunice in the faith. So Eunice, she carries on the grandmother's tradition and carrying on with Mama's seminary. You see, I can only imagine little Timothy hearing about the great stories and accounts of the Old Testament. The creation story, Noah and the Ark. The story of Abraham and how the nation of Israel came into existence, and how God had chosen them to be a special people. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This is what the Bible says. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Amen? Amen. Wayne, put up that other translation of it right there where it says the excellencies. Is that the King James or is that the... Which says the excellencies. Yeah. No, it's the English Standard Version. That's okay. But it speaks of the excellencies. That means the best things of the Lord should be praised about. Amen? Amen. All right. The story of Samson and how he slain all of those beasts with the jawbone of a donkey. Mighty King David, of how he, in his youth, conquered the giant Goliath. And I'm sure that she educated him on the laws of the Lord. And I would guarantee you that he knew all the Ten Commandments and able to quote them by memory. We know all of this stuck with Timothy. He knew about God and was prepared to share the gospel with anyone. That's the way we should be today, church. We know what we know, and we should be prepared to share the gospel with anyone. Amen? Amen. Amen. Paul writes this same faith within his mother and in his grandmother, and it was strong in Timothy as well. All because of Timothy's mother and grandmother, Timothy was a man of God. Because of his education and Mama's seminary, Timothy took his faith and ministry and became a protege of Paul, an accomplished missionary in his own right. You see, Timothy's mother was Jewish, but his father was Greek or Gentile. I'm not quite sure all of the training came from his mother Eunice or his grandmother. Paul and Timothy's partnership. Let's read about that over in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Timothy's partnership over in Acts chapter 16, verse 1 through 3. This is what the Bible says. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was Greek. All right. Then it says right there in verse 2, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Verse 3 says, him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took him and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. What a tense situation to be in. All right. Timothy went on to co-author several New Testament epistles or letters. He went on to help write 2 Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and the book of Philemon. All of these accomplishments had a foundation. That foundation is the Lord. That foundation was laid by his grandmother and by his mother. Moms, I challenge you, lay the foundation in your children and your grandchildren's lives. Grandma, help your daughter or your daughter-in-law lay that foundation. Amen? Talk to them about Jesus when they go to bed at night. Talk to them about Jesus as y'all sit around the breakfast table. Talk to them about Jesus as you ride in your cars. Talk to them about all the Bible heroes. Tell them about David and Goliath and Abraham. Tell them about Daniel in the lion's den. Tell them about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Tell them about Jeremiah. Tell them about the talking donkey in the scriptures. Bring them to Sunday school so they can learn about Jesus. Make your children and your grandchildren's relationship with Jesus more important than sports, cheerleading, fishing, hunting, or shopping. As they grow, they must learn that their relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in their lives. Amen? Amen. You know, it's so true that when you get that foundation, when you get that foundation from your mama, your grandmother, those things should just stick to heart. I know they really did stick with me in my life. And let me tell you, my life wasn't always perfect. Let me tell you, I've been backslidden. I've been in some back gutter alley situations, let me tell you. But let me tell you, by the grace of God and a praying mother and a praying grandmother, here I am. I can remember one time when I was overseas, scared before getting ready to go into a wartime situation. I got $92 worth of quarters, and I called my mama on the phone, all right? Yeah, I did. Big bad Marine. Yeah, I called my mama. And my mama had a prayer meeting with me on the telephone from Waco, Texas. Amen? Amen. Like I said, those prayers for mama and grandmother, there's no words to describe them. And I'm so thankful for my mama and my grandmother. And I'm thankful for you ladies for the position that y'all take in your families as mothers and grandmothers, okay? All right, so happy Mother's Day, ladies. Happy Mother's Day, all right? Let's pray.